Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 170 of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Today, I am getting ready to take a flight later in the evening. Right now, this is, I'm recording this early in the morning. And so I kind of started thinking, what are some of the tools and hacks that I've developed and purchased over the last many years of having to fly a little more often than I'd probably like? And what are some things that maybe I'm thinking of getting or doing in order to make traveling a little easier or a little less stressful? In my case, I don't love flying. I'm not afraid of flying. It doesn't give me anxiety. I just don't like being in an airport for that long. I don't like the security. I don't like having to take off my shoes. I don't like someone asking me why I'm taking this or why I'm taking that. But there are definitely some items, and again, some things that really help me, at least, to help time go by a little faster and make the experience a little more enjoyable. So I am going to talk about a few tools. Here I have a list of, I think, 15. I think I'll touch on maybe 10 of them, because my notes are sort of more like a rough draft than anything else. But yeah, here are at least 10 travel tools that I've adopted and use in order to help me travel a little easier. So the first item I want to touch on is the Halava travel backpack. If you're like me, you may be a little paranoid when traveling that your belongings are going to be stolen, or that someone's just going to unzip your backpack and then they're going to take your phone, or they're going to take your laptop or your tablet or whatever, your favorite pair of underwear that you packed in there, and then all of a sudden it's just gone. And so this has always been something that I've concerned myself with. And then I heard on another podcast, it might have been Tim Ferriss, maybe not, about a travel backpack that basically opens from the back. So rather than having a zipper that you unzip in the traditional way, you know, or having multiple zippers that you can just zip and unzip from the traditional angle, this one actually unzips basically from where the straps, are they called straps on a backpack? Where the straps meet the body of the backpack, there's actually a zipper. So basically, when you are walking around with a backpack on your back, or it's laying down on its back, you can't open it, right? The only way to open it is again with the zipper that's located on the back. And this has been a huge help for me. Again, I've just always been a little paranoid when it comes to this. So this has made traveling easier for me, because I am no longer nearly as concerned that my stuff will go missing or magically disappear. And this backpack I purchased not that long ago. I've traveled a couple times. It's not that large. I think it's like 10 inches. It's here. Oh, here I have the measurements. 10 inches by 4.3 inches by 17 inches. So length, width, height. So it's not a giant backpack, depending on how heavy or light you like to travel, or how big or small your laptop or tablet is. It can either be a perfect size or maybe a little small. I doubt anyone will find it too big. Now, a really neat feature about the Halava travel backpack is it actually has a USB charging port. And it's supposed to be waterproof, so it sort of adds that level of protection and security simply because of where the zipper is located. But it's also basically a mobile charge station, which again is really great. I'm typically very good about charging my phone in particular. So when I travel, I almost never run into the issue that I have to charge my phone next to a payphone, you know, in the corner of an abandoned part of the airport. But it's a feature that for sure one day I know will come in handy. Now, in the pictures on Amazon, you know, they make it seem like this super sturdy backpack, but, and it is, it's not to say that it's not, it's kind of like a soft, canvas, material. Here I'm looking for the exact, material while trying to record the podcast at the same time, but it's sort of mostly like a soft canvas material looks like, and, it doesn't feel bad, but it definitely doesn't maintain a very solid shape like other backpacks. But again, if you go to Amazon and you kind of take a look, you'll be able to see, you'll actually be able to see others' photos of what the backpack looks like. There are a few other backpacks that seem to be very similar. What I definitely like about this one is on Amazon right now in the USA, it's only listed at $33. Others are a little more expensive. Some are $40. So it's a worthwhile investment, especially if you, again, become a little bit paranoid about traveling with your backpacks and worrying about people getting into them. Or if you're the kind of person that constantly is running around with your phone on low battery, yeah, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. You know, it's really a practical choice when traveling for just the USB port and the location of the zipper and where it opens up from. So, the Halava Travel Backpack is my first tool. I am going to include a direct link to the backpack on Amazon in the show notes, so you can just easily click on there and check out that backpack. Okay, moving on to my second tool. Probably not one that you hear about that often, but my second tool is picking up a pair of Max soft silicone earplugs, preferably a 4-pack. Now, the reason why I recommend these is these are the type of earplugs that you'll see, for example, swimmers kind of use. It's sort of like a soft, waxy. They almost look like mint candies from a distance, but they're soft silicone earplugs. And what makes them in particular awesome for traveling on an airplane is it is very difficult to find a comfortable position on an airplane. And when you do, the last thing you want is for hard earplugs to be jamming into your ear and making that position, you know, converting that position from what would be otherwise comfortable to very uncomfortable. I recommend these earplugs in particular because you sort of smear them, you sort of gently insert in your ear, and you kind of just like mold them to the shape of your ear. And they block out noise really well. And again, because they're made of silicone, they adapt to the shape of your ear. With hard earplugs, inevitably what happens is they'll start jamming into your ear, and that becomes very uncomfortable. I like to try to sleep on as many flights as possible. Most of the flights I take are 4 hours plus, and that can be, you know, sometimes I use for work, but a lot of times I really just want to take a nap or close my eyes or not hear, you know, the baby in row seven, screaming, poor little thing. But, you know, I don't want to hear it. So you can pick up a pair of Max soft silicone earplugs also on Amazon, and I will include a direct link to this product on the show notes of this episode as well. Okay, my third travel tool is the Zoppin. I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly. I purchased it recently and I love it, but it's the Zoppin Multipurpose RFID Blocking Travel Passport Wallet. So it's a trifold document organizer folder that basically allows you to travel with, you know, a pen, your boarding passes, your passport, some change, some dollar bills, or, you know, well, whatever currency you need to take. I really despise reaching into my backpack or my back pocket to pull out my passport. Pulling out a pen from the depths of my backpack, you know, having my boarding passes crumpled up in the plastic bag at the store I bought a magazine from. I'm typically pretty organized, but what really inclined me to want to become a little more organized by purchasing this multi-purpose passport wallet is because it's designed with the idea of being specifically a travel wallet. I find that's a little bit bigger, so it finds, you know, you'll find space for your boarding passes, you'll find space for your passport. I don't put it in my backpack, or excuse me, my back pocket. I leave it in my backpack, in my Halva backpack, just sort of on the bottom. Excuse me. And I'll, without a doubt, always include my passport, my credit cards, my boarding pass, or my boarding passes. Essentially, what I do is I switch out my regular wallet. And while I'm traveling, I leave my regular wallet in my backpack, you know, in a different compartment, or even in my check-in sometimes, just my empty wallet. And I will go around replacing that wallet with my travel wallet, my travel passport wallet, specifically for that trip. Because again, I want to have my passport along with my ID, along with my boarding passes, along with my credit cards, along with, you know, my cash, all in one place. Because for me, again, me being the same person that becomes paranoid that someone could take my my stuff from my backpack, I also worry that by not having everything together, I also could lose something, or, you know, I don't want anything to go wrong. I used to be a very unorganized traveler when I was very young, and I think that's really caught up to me. Other people seem to really like this product. It has over 1,000 reviews on Amazon, and it's pushing a 4.5 star. They have a ton of different colors, which is nice. You know, I'm not a huge fan because a lot of their colors are actually quite colorful. I bought mine just in black, but they do have a ton of colors that you can pick from. So just like with the other two travel tools, I'm going to include a direct link to the Zoppin Multipurpose Travel Passport Wallet in this episode's show notes. Next item, next travel tool. It's actually one that I have not purchased, but I am inclined to purchase because I've heard great things from friends that have it. And it has pretty damn good reviews on Amazon as well, with more than 2,000 reviews. And again, pushing a 4.5 star rating. It is a Cabo, I think I'm pronouncing it, Cabo Evolution Memory Foam Travel Pillow. They claim it's the best neck pillow with 360-degree head and neck support. The reason why I'm so inclined to want to try this is, again, with the Max soft silicone earplugs, I'm blocking out noise. With my Halibut travel backpack and my travel wallet, I know my stuff is safe. But then, let's say I'm on a 4.5-hour flight, I got on the plane at 6 in the morning, I really just want to sleep at that point for a little bit. Most, if not all, of the travel pillows that I have used, that I've purchased in airports, don't work for me. They are either a little too small, or they are just flat out uncomfortable or not functional for me. I have a friend, again, who owns this travel pillow in particular, that he said he couldn't recommend enough. I haven't had a chance to actually try it around my neck yet. But after reading some of the reviews, it seems what's nice about this travel pillow really is, it's a little bit thicker than a lot of the other ones I've seen. And it looks like the design, it's sort of a regular travel pillow, and then it has these very high arching areas that sort of like represent the back of your head and the side of your neck, just to give you a little more support. I think they actually come with earplugs as well, but I guess that's just a benefit, right? If I'm able to use that one as well. But yeah, they look pretty comfortable. A lot of the reviews are pretty positive as well. So hopefully with this pillow, I'll purchase sometime soon. I won't be able to travel with it this time, but I'll take it with me next time and probably let you guys know how it goes. But anything can be better than the travel pillows I've bought at airports in the past. They just really don't work for me. So Cabo Evolution Memory Foam, direct link in the show notes to this product on Amazon. Next travel tool, another one that I haven't purchased yet, but I'm really interested. So as you can tell, I think part of the reason why I become so paranoid about people taking my things on flights is I do tend to want to sleep on planes. It doesn't mean I fall asleep on most flights. It means that on most flights, I'm interested in taking a nap because I'm tired, because a lot of my flights just so happen to leave very, very, very early in the morning. So at this point, I have my earplugs, which I've used before. Fantastic. I'm interested in buying the Cabo Memory Foam travel pillow, as I just mentioned. But there's another product that I think would be really cool, and it's called the Triple Z Band Pilot Created. Well, you know, on Amazon, they put on these huge names. It's the Triple Z Band. They call it Travel Pillow Alternative. Really, what I'm interested in this product for is, it's basically a blindfold that looks like it covers all possible lines of eyesight. I don't know what you call it. It's quite large in terms of the area covers on your face, but you can actually wrap a strap around the back of your headrest so that your head doesn't move forward. So this for me is perfect because I am always inclined to bob my head forward. And so sometimes when I am able to fall asleep, I wake up with terrible neck pain. They're advertising this as a neck pillow, but I found this on Amazon. I'm going to give it a shot. Maybe I can alternate it with my travel pillow. It doesn't look that comfortable as a travel pillow. It looks like its main function, and the one that I'm interested in, is, again, as a blindfold to block out light. I mean, I promise I'm not an antisocial guy. I just, on a flight, I don't want to hear you talk. I don't want to see you. I don't want to be bothered by, you know, the person next to me who needs to have the window open for 5 hours as the sun is coming up. And I don't want to wake up in neck pain. So it's kind of a confusing name because, again, it's the triple Z band. I guess it's just called the triple Z band. Triple Z band. There we go. But I don't know if they mean to call it like the Z band or the sleep band. So it's, in my opinion, poor a band name. I mean, the point is understood, but it's not not a good name, in my opinion. But the triple Z band. So, yeah, you literally just have a strap. Some of the people on the Amazon reviews are saying that it works on most flights, most airplane seats. Sometimes it gets a little too tight, but I'm a big believer that it doesn't matter what flight you're on, what doesn't matter what plane you're on, doesn't matter what airline you're flying. If you're on an airplane for 4+ hours, there are going to be times in which you're uncomfortable. So if the triple Z band can help me retain good neck and head position for most of my flight, I think I'm okay with that. So that's another travel tool that I personally don't own right now, but that I am looking at seriously considering, and I think you should too. So as always with the other products, I am including a direct link in the show notes. All right, the next travel tool is the another brand slash product that has, in my opinion, a stupid name. But it's New Arcoto Space Saver Compression Bags. And I bought the 10-pack. So basically what these do is these help minimize the total amount of space that your clothes occupy in your luggage. I don't like to travel with two pieces of luggage. I don't like to travel with a carry-on most of the time, aside from my backpack. I don't like to just have clothes mixed in with chargers, mixed in with papers, mixed in with bills, mixed in with... I really dislike that. So what I've really enjoyed about this, this 10-pack of compression bags is I'm able to save a ton of space, and for the most part, what would otherwise be one full luggage in a carry-on or two full luggages now becomes comfortably one luggage and maybe even a little space to save. So basically just put your clothes into these compression bags I mean, really, for the most part, the bag will kind of do the work for you. You know, they're not the most special things, right? Like it's not this crazy product that just like reduces the size that your shirts occupy in your bag by, you know, 80%. But you know, they do help to just make sure that your clothes stay in a neat and tidy and very organized way in your bag. So if you're the kind of person that does not like to travel heavy, or doesn't want to spend an extra $50 on a second piece of luggage, then these compression bags might help you to save enough space so that you're actually traveling lighter than you thought you would in the past. So, New Arcoto Space Saver Compression Bags, terrible name, come in a 10-pack on Amazon, and I will include the link to its Amazon page in the show notes. Okay, I think this might be tool number 7 or 8. But I don't want the episode to run too long. And maybe I'll make this a recurring series every now and then. But my next tool, one that I think is essential and one that I've learned the necessity of, is the Bizond steamer. It's a mini steamer. It's very compact, it's very portable, and it's a handheld steamer. For traveling home. What I love about this is typically when I travel, it is for business, but every now and then it's for fun. And it doesn't matter. Sorry, I'm trying to reopen my notes here. It really doesn't matter if you're traveling for fun or if you're traveling for work. If you're going to be wearing, you know, a formal shirt or pants, or you just don't want your clothes to look wrinkled when you see your family you haven't visited in 5 years, get a mini steamer. Get a mini steamer so that you always have one available so that you can easily remove all the wrinkles from your clothes. I've had it a couple times where I've actually been to a hotel that obviously they have irons and steamers, but in that particular hotel it didn't work. And then I just forgot to ask for another one, and so I showed up to a meeting the morning after in a very wrinkled shirt that looked ridiculous. And likewise, I've stayed in a couple Airbnbs where the hosts just don't offer steamers or irons, and it's just something they kind of forget about. So this the bizond, I call it bizond, it might be bizond, but I call it bizond. The mini steamer just helps to remove all the wrinkles from your clothes, and again, it's nice and portable. It actually looks pretty nice as well. It's got a really nice little design to it. Again, I don't like to show up to meetings. I don't like to show up to family dinners. I don't like to show up to even coffee dates with friends that I haven't seen in a while wearing wrinkly clothes. And a lot of times I'll pack my clothes in a way, especially the compression bags, where they don't have a ton of wrinkles or they don't have any wrinkles at all. But this is more just an insurance policy. Treat the mini steamer as an insurance policy so that you don't show up looking a little bit messy and a little tired to your meeting or to your lunch date or to your dinner date or whatever it may be. So again, I'm going to include the link to this product in the Amazon in the show notes for this episode. Pretty good reviews on Amazon. It has I think it's 150 or something like that, but for me it's definitely been a 5-star. And I think let's move on to the next product here. All right, my next travel tool, one that seems a little silly. It's going to seem a little silly, but for me, it's an essential travel tool. For myself, it is absolutely essential to travel these, and it's the Stallmates flushable, individually wrapped wipes. Okay? It's 30 wipes on the go that you can flush down the toilet. I don't like going in public stalls or public bathrooms. I don't like using friends or family's toilets for my necessities. I don't like showing up to meetings sweaty. I don't like not feeling fresh to go to places. And with the Stallmates wipes, again, just like this mini steamer, just like the Bizon mini steamer is an insurance policy, the Stallmates are an insurance policy in the event that you have an accident or an emergency and you need that little extra bit of freshness that just makes traveling and being on the go a little more comfortable. There's nothing wrong with doing your needs in a public place or in a friend or family's house, but I find that these give me a little extra sense of cleanliness. Let's say I am taking public transportation and I happen to sweat. I sweat a lot, unfortunately. And I have a meeting, rather than just grab toilet paper or toilet or paper towel and, you know, wipe my head with it, wipe my sweat off, I typically just take 4 or 5 of these everywhere I go, even when I'm home, but especially when I travel, I'll take 4 or 5 of these basically just in my bag or, you know, 1 or 2 in my pocket. And let's say I'm sweating and I'm going to a meeting, I'll take them out, wipe my head with them, wipe my forehead. And it just, you know, it just makes you feel a little fresher heading into these meetings or heading into these, events that I really like. Same thing on an airplane. I'll take maybe 2 in my in my pocket, and mid-flight, I'll take them out and I'll just kind of, you know, wipe my hands with them, wipe my forehead with them, And it's not a substitute, obviously, for showering or anything like that. I mean, you know, I make sure that I'm always very clean wherever I go. But these come in handy to give you a little extra sense of freshness and a little bit of insurance in the event that you do have an emergency in public and you don't want to walk around feeling dirty, really. I love the fact that they're flushable. I typically don't flush them down the toilet anyway, because you never know just how flushable they actually are. But they're individually wrapped, so that makes them easy to take just one or two on a plane or on the go. And yeah, they've been great. So Stallmates flushable, individually wrapped wipes for travel. I'm including the link on Amazon in the show notes. So I'm not sure if we're by tool number 10 or 11 or 8 or 5. I lost track because I'm focused on just, you know, reading my notes and making sure that I'm doing an okay job. My last tool, it's going to sound cheesy, I know. It's going to sound self-promotional. It's not. I promise. It is, in my opinion, an essential travel tool. It's Audible for me. Don't moan. Don't say, oh my God, this guy really wants to plug his promo code in there. But it's true. For me, I love podcasts. I love listening to podcasts when I'm at the gym, going for a walk, anything. But when I'm traveling, there's something so disappointing about a 30-minute podcast and a 4-hour flight that you know that when each episode ends, you're only 30 minutes closer to getting to your final destination. With Audible, what's great is, and by the way, if you don't have Wi-Fi or if you didn't download your podcast episodes, you're screwed. You're in silence for the entire flight. With Audible, what I love is I'm able to listen to audiobooks, which are, you know, if there's a great audiobook on an interesting subject or an interesting story told by a great narrator, it's a lovely experience. So it gives me typically more than 4 hours worth of content. And again, because they're not necessarily timed chapters, you don't really get the sense of, you know, that time is moving slowly. But you can also download your audiobooks to any device and they're available offline. That's amazing. So I've listened to a couple of audiobooks offline. And it's been incredible, right? Because I get to listen to an audiobook. I enjoy podcasts and audiobooks. And it helps time go by faster because, again, I don't know how long it's been since the last time the chapter started. I'm just enjoying a story that I'm going to get invested into because I know that I've got a couple hours left on this flight, right? So Audible is definitely an important travel tool for myself. And if you give it a shot, I think you'll see that it is a great travel tool for you as well. So obviously we're still running a promo with Audible. If you'd like to get 30-day free trial and one free audiobook download, you go to audibletrial.com/sleepandrelaxASMR. audibletrial.com/sleepandrelaxASMR. And I, of course, will include a direct link in the show notes to that. So anyway, those are my top travel tools. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I have a few more in my notes that I'd probably like to share in the future. If you guys like it, let me know and I'll keep on doing it, or I'll visit it again in the future. If you have questions or comments, you can always send them to hello@sleepandrelaxASMR. Don't forget, you can also really help support the show in a big way through patreon.com/sleepandrelaxASMR. But that's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening and take care.